Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10. Today, we'll continue taking a close look at verse 23 in the third chapter of the New Testament letter of 1 John. So I'll begin today by reading 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He has commanded us. Okay, John calls on us to believe in Jesus and to love one another. Now, loving our brothers and sisters in Christ is possible because of the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit empowers believers to love in godly, self-sacrificing ways. In fact, one of the internal confirmations of our actually being a true Christian is that we love our brothers and sisters in Christ the way God would want us to love them. And again, this is the agape, self-sacrificing type of love. Of course, believers will love one another in a self-sacrificing sense in different ways, according to our personalities, our giftings, our experiences, and our talents. But the fundamental point remains. Love of the brethren means that we love others in a God-honoring way that pleases God and aligns with God's purposes. Now, as I mentioned before, the Apostle John is giving us a compressed creed, and the creed boils down to this. Believe and love. Believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another like Jesus loves. Believing and loving are not two separate commands. They're united. We can't truly love one another without faith in Christ, and we aren't truly believing in Christ if we refuse to love the brethren. Again, as I mentioned last time, this verse refutes any claim that all God requires of us is to do what's kind and compassionate, what's right in our own minds, regardless of what we believe. Doing right is bound up with right belief, biblical belief in Christ. In the mind of God, and according to the Bible, a person can't actually do what is right apart from belief in the biblical Jesus, Jesus Christ as the Son of God. All right. John says that we must believe in the name. And again, this is an enormously important point. In this context, what John means is that we are to consider, accept, and embrace all of what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. Believing in the name means that we accept that Jesus Christ is the one and only true God. Believing in the name of Jesus means that we hold to a firm conviction regarding His ability to save us forever. Believing in the name of Jesus means that we commit ourselves to following His ways. Now, the word name, as John is using it, means that we're to believe in all that the name signifies, divine sonship and real humanity combined in one person. Belief, for John, is no mere mental assent to some historical facts about Jesus. Belief in the name means that we are throwing our whole lives into all that the name signifies. Let me repeat that. Belief in the name means that we are throwing our whole lives into all that the name signifies. Vine's Greek lexicon helps us as we drill down on what it means to believe in the name of Jesus. And what we find is that belief includes a firm conviction and acceptance of God's revelation of truth about Jesus. Belief includes a personal surrender to the revealed truths about Jesus. And belief includes personal conduct that's inspired by and consistent with our personal surrender to the truth of Jesus. Indifference and willful disobedience hardly constitute belief in the name of Jesus. Slothfulness as it relates to our relationship with Jesus gives little indication that we believe in and trust all that Jesus Christ represents. Now, friends, we have to be careful here. This is a difficult point for many folks today. Belief, for many folks, simply means having some knowledge about Jesus and claiming Jesus over some other religious figure or over some other religious system. Belief, in their mind, does not include surrender. Surrender is optional for them in their mind, if it's even considered at all. But for John and the rest of the apostles, belief in the name of Jesus means to surrender our whole lives to all that the name of Jesus Christ represents. Now, I know the difficulty of this from personal experience. I can't remember a time when I wouldn't have called myself a Christian. I claimed Jesus and Christianity from a young age, no doubt. But there was no surrender in my life. My so-called belief in Jesus did not include life alignment with Jesus. My belief in Jesus didn't include Jesus as Lord, as the governor of my life. My belief didn't include Jesus as the one who had day-to-day authority over my life. I hadn't trusted in all that the name of Jesus represents. But I thank God that He did intervene and change my unbelief. God overcame my unbelieving independence and changed my heart about some things concerning the Lord Jesus. So in reality, I became a true believer in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, in my adult years, even though I was exposed to Christianity at a very young age. So, as I say, my friend, we want to make sure that we're truly believing in the name and all that the name represents, not merely some religious tradition or a set of facts. Now, the commandment of God, according to John, is that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. Unbelief, not believing in the name, is revealed in disobedience to the clear instruction of Jesus. Unbelief is revealed in our disregard for the character and the will of the one we call our Savior. Unbelief is revealed in resistance to the demands of Jesus. God desires that His Son Jesus be known, trusted, worshiped, loved, and honored as God Himself ought to be honored. A person can't bring more displeasure to God than by dishonoring the Son. Refusing to surrender to the Son, refusing to rest upon Him in childlike faith, refusing to learn from Him, refusing to model our lives after Him, refusing to interact with the Son in worship and prayer, and refusing to place our full reliance upon Him as Redeemer, Comforter, and Lord, well, all of that is very displeasing to God. All of this brings great displeasure to God. And all of this is something that we must repent of. We must turn away from our work of displeasing God. Okay, before we finish today, let's think about the three words Son, Jesus, and Christ. There often is confusion about these three words, so let's quickly try to clear up that confusion. The word Son, S-O-N, is not a biological reference. There are some religious groups who mistakenly understand the word Son as it's used with reference to Jesus Christ as referring to the biological offspring of God the Father. That's heresy. Let me say that again. It's heresy to assert that the Son of God is the biological offspring of God the Father. The word Son is a title. It refers to the Son of God, who is the second member of the Trinity, the triune God of the Bible. Christians believe in one God. I repeat, Christians, true Christians, believe in one God, and that one God has revealed Himself in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. All right, the word Son refers to God the Son of God, who has all of the attributes of God, including eternality. The Son of God was not created. The Son has existed from all eternity and is God, not created. Okay, to believe in the name is to believe in the full deity, the unique sonship of Jesus Christ. It means to believe that Jesus is God, not some lesser God of this earth or this galaxy alone. The Son is fully God in all ways. Now, the word Jesus refers to the earthly ministry of the Son of God. In the incarnation, when the all-powerful, eternal Son of God took on human flesh, the Son was identified as the historical person Jesus. The name Jesus, Iesus, is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua, meaning the Lord of Salvation. It's the name of the Son's humanity, which was given to him before his birth to declare his ministry of eternal salvation, his saving ministry. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. I suppose there are some folks who might think that the word Christ is the surname, the family name of Jesus. That's not so. Christ, Christos, is the Greek translation of the Hebrew term for Messiah, and declares the messianic identity of the Son of God. The word Christ refers to the exalted position of the Son of God. Now, the use of these two terms, Jesus and Christ, represent the earliest Christian confession of faith, the earliest Christian creed. Jesus is the Christ. Next time, we'll continue to explore the connection between believing in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and our responsibility to love one another. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Just a reminder that your friends can easily subscribe to the podcast by going to the website thinkjesuscafe.com or by typing Think Jesus Cafe into their favorite podcast app. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.